on an expanded meeting on the development of the army at May 5, President and Supreme Commander-in-Chief Qasym Jomart Tokayev said the armed forces of Kazakhstan must protect the fundamental values of peace and tranquility amid conflicts. The role of the army has increased. The president stressed that providing professional training and equipping it with modern weapons and advanced technologies are of paramount importance. Security forces must comply with the new requirements. With the establishment of the Special Operations Command, work is underway to improve the capabilities of the air assault troops, bolster territorial defense forces, form civil defense units and strengthen special forces units. Tokayev emphasized the role of the domestic military-industrial complex in the full-fledged rearmament and modernization of the army. He also suggested increasing the share of high-precision weapons, drones, robotic systems, the fleet of military transport aviation and combat vehicles for higher mobility. The president also spoke about the benefits provided to soldiers, which aim to encourage young people to join the military. Young people who completed military service gain benefits when it comes to admission to higher educational institutions. Conscript soldiers are temporarily released from obligations to repay loans. They can also follow a certain specialty during the service if they want. Tokayev also announced an average increase of 60% in salaries of military pilots as well as teachers and doctors working in this field. The monthly salary for military rank will rise 30% next year. Another significant goal is to instill the spirit of patriotism in the youth. The country has nearly 9,000 military patriotic organizations involving more than 260,000 young people. The president congratulated all service members on the Defender of the Fatherland Day and Victory Day, conferring many with state awards and highest military ranks.